Hello learners, welcome to NIOS. And today we will be covering chapter 31B in your syllabus, that is appearing for an interview. An interview is essentially a structured conversation where one participant asks questions and the other provides answers. To provide well, learners, you must engage in some pre-interview activities. Like, you must study the company and gather information about it. This will convince the interviewer about your sincerity. After you have gathered information about the company, you must study yourself and assess your own abilities. Think about your qualifications and experience and ask yourself why you should apply for the job. You must evaluate that how the job fits into your career path and what value you can add to the company. Choose a formal dress that you would be wearing for the interview. Make sure the clothes are clean and wrinkle-free. Plan a neat and clean look with well-cut hair and shaved or trimmed beard. You should dress in such a way that you do not create a negative impression. Learners, be punctual and never be late for an interview. Plan your time so that you arrive early. This planning allows you to unwind and prepare yourself for the interview. Meeting face-to-face with the interviewer. Now that you have gone through the planning stages, you must sell yourself so successfully that you are selected for the job. You should remember the following points while facing an interview. When you meet the interviewer, greet him or her and address him or her as Sir / Madam. If the interviewer wants to shake hands, go for it. Make a list of common interview questions for the given position and frame thoughtful answers. Prepare impressive responses to questions that give you an opportunity to highlight your skills and interests in the job. You must convince the interviewer that you have the proper education and have proved that you have the ability to learn and you are enthusiastic about working for the company. Relate your skills and knowledge to the job. Learners, you must mention that your greatest strengths probably are the ability to learn, the ability to work with others, and assume leadership roles. You should show to the interviewer that you are great in problem solving too. The way you hold yourself in the office tells a lot about you. Many companies use CCTV footage to analyze your personality. Sit patiently in a good posture while waiting for your turn. Be polite to the people you meet, including the receptionist, security guard, and other candidates. Salary inquiries are often loaded questions because of the implications they could spell for both the job seeker and employer. Compare the amount with what you really want and have some numbers in mind before the interview. If your qualifications are about average for the job, you can indicate that you would expect to be paid the going rate or within the normal range. If you have added qualifications, you might say, "With my years of work experience, I would expect to start at the upper end of the normal salary range." If salary hasn't been mentioned and you really want to know about it, simply ask courteously towards the end. While an interviewer is closing the interview, he or she will provide some clues indicating that the interview is completed. At that time, don't prolong the interview needlessly. Simply rise up from the chair. Thank the interviewer and tell him that it will be an honor for you to work for the company. Closing an interview is as important as beginning one. Practicing for interviews is necessary. Therefore, learners, you must rehearse. Since practice leads to perfection, you will never regret the time you spend rehearsing your interview. So, learners, what did you learn? You learned that you must carefully examine the job description and perform research on the company and role. Then Consider why you are interviewing and your qualifications. You must think about and consider your answers to some common questions before the interview. Use sir or ma'am to open an interview. If the interviewer insists, you may use his or her first name. Sit up straight and bend forward slightly to show interest. One of the main aims of an interviewer is to assess the candidate's attitude to work. Be prepared to answer questions on your strength. A candidate who makes high claim and boasts will be considered dishonest and insincere. Ask if you're asked about the salary, be polite and cater to that question towards the end of the interview. Don't be in a hurry to close the interview. Be courteous while saying goodbye. You must rehearse and practice before coming to an interview. Okay, learners, this is it for today. I hope now you know what an interview is and how should you conduct yourself in an interview. Okay, learners, go through the chapter on your own. Go through the worksheets that are available on the NIOS website. Thank you for listening, learners.